Hey guys, before we get into the episode, I just want to tell you guys real fast about the sponsors of this podcast. First, we got the Grow Guru, my friend and podcast host. He is a growing consultant. So if you have your 329 medical card here in Hawaii and you're interested and want to grow your own medicine, you can hit him up and he can help you out and get you to the point where you can grow and consume your own safe medical cannabis. Also coming soon, the Guru's Grow Supply in beautiful Pearl City. So stay with us and follow for more on Instagram, the Grow Guru and the Guru's Grow Supply. Next, we have Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Shout out to Micah and Bongi for supplying Hawaii and the world with the finest genetics from beautiful Hawaii Nei. You can hit them up on Instagram, Pakalolo Seed Molokai, or find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And last, we got Retro Hawaii. Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, is doing all the hard work to find you the styles that you loved back in the 80s and 90s. So you can follow him on Instagram and see what's available at Retro Hawaii. All right, that's it. Let's get into the episode. Peace. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Voices from the Planet. I am your host, Eric. Thank you for joining me for Hawaii's best podcast and the only podcast that loves you. Hope you guys are doing well. It's been a little bit, I feel like, since... No, I did an episode last week. What am I talking about? Yeah, hope you guys are remembering to like the episodes. If you haven't yet, please be sure to subscribe. And while you're at it, on another tab, you can open that up and go subscribe to Everyone Knows You're High, the other podcast I do with the Grow Guru every other week, opposite of this one. But if you're a follower and you watch these videos, you know that already. But that's for you newcomers who may be just checking out the podcasts. There's also audio versions. If you're listening to this, there's also a video version. So I'd appreciate the support. You can go subscribe. You'll go to my YouTube and see that I don't have a lot of subscribers. So every single one of you is important to me. I don't really know what my numbers look like on the audio only. I mean, I probably could figure it out, but I don't think it's a lot either. So, yeah, it helps there too. This episode, going to be talking about something personal to me to share with my boys. So maybe one day when they watch this, they can hear the stories I'm about to share with them. So pretty soon, well, actually, I'll start with why I wanted to talk about this, and that's because next week, or maybe this week when this episode comes out, I will be in Big Bear, California with my family for a Thanksgiving weekend trip, but we're taking the whole week off and flying up with my father-in-law and his girlfriend and my brother-in-law and his girlfriend for a week getaway to Big Bear. And I'm anticipating that there's going to be snow. I'm hoping. I checked the weather today online and the temperatures are like in the 40s. I mean, one day it was in the 30s, but like 60s and 50s. So it's not really like cold snow weather, but But I'm not familiar with Big Bear at all. So I don't know what the mountains. I Google mapped it and I street viewed from on top of one of the mountains over there and saw that they do get covered in snow because there are ski runs or whatever, ski resorts there. But yeah, I don't know if there's going to be snow. I hope there is because I would love to go snowboarding because I haven't done that in a really long time. We used to go to, with my family when I was a lot younger, like in elementary school through maybe like high school. I don't know if I talked about this shit already. Ah, fuck it. Too bad. I'm talking about it. I feel like I've been talking about it with so much people lately that it feels like I might have talked about it on here too. But anyway, so we used to go to Utah, Park City, Utah, all the time. And every spring break, my family, along with a bunch of other local families, would fly up to Park City, Utah for spring break week and stay at this place. I think it was called like the Racquetball Center or something, or I forget what it's called, but there was a racquetball court and a sports complex there. But anyway, we stayed at these condos that were all pretty much next to each other or in the same area. And there was a ton of kids that were all around the same age as me that went, and we all hung out, and it was a super, like, I cherish the memories that I have from there, even though I don't have many, because just of the nature of my memory. But there are some that I remember, and I just remember it being like a blast, and I would look forward to seeing these dudes that I would only see once a year for a week, and then maybe one time after. I feel like the dude who organized it all, actually, I don't feel like it. I remember this now. Once we all came home, like maybe a week or two or a month later, we'd have a party at his house, and all the people who went to Utah would go to his house and have like a barbecue or whatever. So I'd see those kids again, and it'd be like, oh shit, remember when we were in fucking Utah and blah blah blah, and just reminiscing about the trip we just had. But I have like a good amount of memories of fun times that had things that happened there. One being that really stands out. It's a simple story, but it was freaking hilarious when it happened at the time. We were just walking along the sides, like, you know how they plow parking lots, snow plow parking lots and streets and stuff, and the snow kind of just like piles up on the side, which makes like this huge mound. But when we were there, it had snowed a lot, so there was like a good fresh amount of powder on the embankment, and we were all just kind of walking along, and all of a sudden, our one friend just foomp, like sunk down in the snow and disappeared. And we were all like, what the fuck? And I just remember seeing his arms and his head only out of the snow. And he's just saying, help, help, help. And we all just were cracking up. I mean, we helped him, but we were still just laughing because that shit is hilarious. It was just like something out of a fucking cartoon where you just step into like a hollow part that had a little bit of snow covering it and poof, you're gone. And he's just, help. Help. But yeah, it was really cool because a bunch of families from Hawaii went. It was all like people like us. And every day for the week, they'd have like schedules where like we're going to this one or that one. And you'd jump in a van and go ski for the day. You could just hang out, whatever. It's kind of like do what you want, but we're all on this trip. And at the end of it all, there would always be like a luau, where they would actually make local food up in Utah. And it was always at this other like rec center, sort of. Kind of more like how these Eva by Gentry places, they have like a pavilion area with like a pool and shit like that. There was one of those. And it was indoors because obviously it's fucking winter, snowing. It wasn't winter, it was spring. But we would all gather there on like the last night and have this big like party and cruise. And I remember one year, we outside of the place, there was a hill, and we like made our own little sled ramp from this huge hill where we started at the top, and we like, you know, piled up the snow to make kind of a rampway. And then we made a little snow ramp at the very bottom. You could catch some air, and we would just like fucking catch air and get fucked up. But like, we're young and like we heal good, so like nobody really got hurt, but like you, in the snow too, it's not as bad, I suppose, as like dirt or mud or concrete. Yeah, those are good times. To me, I really enjoyed snowboarding when we were younger, before like snowboarding was like popular. Everybody just skied. Like just going, catching the lift like all the way up to the top. Like you might have to like catch one up, ski down a little bit, and then catch another one up, ski down a little bit, and then catch another one up to get to like the very, very top. But once you were at the top, you could go from the very, very top all the way back to the bottom where the actual like resort and I guess the lodge was. And I'm fully aware that all of this sounds like I lived a very privileged life. And fortunately for me and thankfully for my parents who worked very hard, we were able to do these kind of things on a yearly basis, as well as other trips. We took a lot of trips. I traveled a lot when I was young to the mainland, like to Wisconsin. But yeah, take the lift or the gondola, which is like the enclosed lift, all the way up to the top, and you can ski all the way back down, and it's like 30, 40 minutes of just nonstop skiing. And I just remember that was like the best feeling, just to kind of be free on the mountain. And then once like snowboarding became more popular and I started like skateboarding at probably like around what, 8th grade, 9th grade, and then snowboarding was like all we did. And as we all got older, you know, we got better. So we would just like go off on our own, this group of like 8th, 9th graders on their own on the mountain, taking whatever trails. We would go like off trail, in between trails where like the powder was super thick and you're up to like your thighs in it and you get stuck, and then you got to take your board off and like trudge your way through to get back like to a spot you can actually like snowboard on. Like we'd eat lunch up on the mountain. It's fucking super cool. I think a lot of it had to do with just being with kids my own age and being kind of like allowed to just do whatever we wanted to. Like there were some days we didn't go skiing and all the adults went and other groups, kids went or whatever, but like me and a couple kids didn't go, and we went and caught the bus to the main street, which is like Park City, Utah. Now it's like super hipstered out and gentrified and shit, but back then in like the early to mid 90s, late 80s, maybe even, was like not like that. There's like video arcades and shit. We would just go like hang out at the arcade and play video games, which seems kind of lame when you could go skiing or snowboarding or whatever, but like we didn't want to do that every day at some point. And I remember one year, we get there, first run of the day, everybody goes up, we're snowboarding, and like a lot of these kids, they were better than me. I wasn't like the best out of the group, but I was able to keep up with most of them most of the time. But I think I was a little cocky this trip maybe. And like first run of the day was like a black diamond. For those of you who don't know, that's like a super hard fucking run. And these guys who also went on other skiing trips throughout the year, they're way better than me. They just like bum rush it first one of the day. And I'm like, I got to keep up with my friends. So I follow them down and I fucking eat shit going backwards. And I put my arms down like behind me to brace myself. And I fracture my wrist, but I didn't know that. I just fucking felt like I hurt it. So on the rest of the run down, I'm like just kind of holding on to it, but I'm falling more. And every time I'm falling, I'm putting my hands back down and I'm fucking like just fucking it up more. And then we get to the bottom and I'm telling them like, fuck, my wrist is fucked up. And they're like, you're fine. Well, let's go up again. And I was like, all right, peer pressure. So I fucking went up one more time. And then on that one, we didn't go down a black diamond that time. It was probably something not as difficult. But every time I fell, putting my hands down, like my wrist is just getting more and more sore. So we get down to the bottom. I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to go into the lodge. I'm going to call an adult. This was before cell phones. So I think I had to like find an adult we were with or
something. I don't know. Maybe we had could call like the main houses back where we were. Maybe they like wrote down phone numbers. But I remember finding somebody and like getting a hold of my parents and then like taking off the glove and just seeing my wrist like fat as fuck. And then they were like, holy shit. So they gave me like ice packs and stuff like that. And my dad, I don't know. I don't even remember where my parents were, but they ended up, I ended up meeting back up with them. And then my dad took me to a fucking like urgent care place in Utah. And I got a cast. They found out I fractured my wrist. So I got like a temporary cast to last me till we went home back to Hawaii. And the rest of the trip, I was out from snowboarding. Luckily, one of the other kids I was with was like, ah, fuck, I'm not really into it this year. Like, I'll just kick it with you. It's like, sweet. So we just hung out. We caught the bus a bunch of places. I remember one time we, like, caught the bus. Actually, I think we got dropped off. But, like, they took us into, like, Salt Lake City or somewhere, like, a big city, into a mall. These gigantic, like, indoor mall. And, like, left us there. Maybe they were around, but I feel like we were on our own and just kind of, like, exploring and looking at stores and shit. We didn't have money to buy anything, but just kind of like being independent kids. And like to think now that parents don't even let their kids play outside in their own neighborhood and adults were letting us wander around on our own in the mainland, which is crazy. I'm going to jump all over the place here because as I talk about these things, I'm remembering other things. And I remember now, like, fucking, damn it, I just forgot it. The broken wrist. Oh, getting stuck, that's right. I don't know if I should ever share this story, but there was one time, this is way earlier when I was younger. So we would go with the groups of adults and stuff like that. And no, actually, I mean, I don't know how old we were, but at some point, we went kind of off trail, but it was still like a manicured ski run. It wasn't like we were in between trees or any backcountry or shit like that, but we were kind of like off the beaten path. And I ate shit and my skis came off and went down the fucking hill. And there was nobody, and like I panicked. I must have been in elementary, but I thought I was like a goner. I thought nobody was gonna find me. It's like, how am I gonna get down from here? Where are my skis? I'm just gonna like be dead up in the fucking mountains, frozen to death. And I was remember screaming for help and like just panicking and like freaking out. And I feel like I remember my dad eventually skied by and like was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh my God. Like, I didn't know where anybody was. I'm up out here by myself. Fucking my skis are gone. Like, I've just ate shit. Like, I thought I was a goner. In retrospect, it probably wasn't as bad of a situation as I thought it was. But I don't know. It was pretty traumatic. But it never stopped me from doing it again. But I think I was more aware, like, stick with the fucking group in case something happens. Don't be, like, the straggler at the back of the group. Because if something happens, nobody's looking back up the mountain. You know, everybody's focused on skiing forward. So if you're the fucking slow dude and you get fucking picked off and left for dead, I mean, good luck to you. So like I said, we're going to fucking Big Bear. And this is my kid's first time seeing snow, if there will be snow, and potentially going skiing. And I've been thinking, should I put him in like ski school for a few hours so they can learn from an actual like ski instructor? Because I don't know if I'm not good enough to teach kids how to ski. Like, I don't think I really remember. All I know is French fry and pizza. The same thing that everybody learned from South Park, you know? If you French fry when you should have pizza, you're not going to have a good time. So that's what I'm considering. When we were younger, like really young, I remember for the first few hours of the day, my parents would put us in ski school. And maybe that was just so they could ski uninhibited by small children, I don't blame them. That's fine. Because then you just want to rip one. You know what I mean? You just want to fucking go. You can't when there's a goddamn sixth grader or a fifth grader or fourth grader. I don't even know how old I was when we were doing that. But, you know, holding you down and slowing you down. But I always remember we'd always be together at for like the second half of the day. But I remember when we used to ski, I was actually a pretty good fucking skier. There was this thing called NASTAR. It was like a national skiing fucking leaderboard that some of the parks in Utah actually like kept track of. And one of the runs in Utah at Park City, I think it was Park City. It was either Park City, Deer Valley, Brighton, Snowbird. There was a couple other ones we would frequent, but it was one of these, and they actually had the track where they would time you, and they had the fucking slalom with the fucking whoosh, 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 doing all that shit. And a couple times we did it, and I remember actually, I mean, all of us on from Hawaii got on the leaderboard, but I was like, holy shit, maybe not that much people are actually doing it, or either we're not that bad, or I mean, we're pretty fast. Could be either or. And one year when we were in Park City, that was when they before they had the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, and they had some of the runs already like set up and we're letting the general population go on these runs. So we got to do a couple of the Olympic slalom runs for fun. Yeah, fucking skiing trips were always fucking great. The racket ball court or whatever. I don't even, it's something like that. The racket court or it was, it had a name. And it was basically like an indoor rec center, had basketball court, had indoor outdoor pool, racquetball courts. I believe there was a weight room, all kinds of shit. So we'd walk, it was walking distance. So we would just like walk over at night and go play basketball or volleyball or whatever, racquetball. I remember one time there was, we were at the racquetball courts and you know how there's the glass divider between the outside people waiting and the inside people playing. And we were on the inside and a bunch of other people were on the outside and we were like, just being kids, you know, talking shit back and forth, blah, 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 you know. And this one girl, like, she didn't get like mad, but she got like, oh, fuck you guys. And she had a racquetball in her hand and she tried to throw it at us and it bounced off the glass and hit her right back in the face. That was pretty funny. It was like instant karma. I remember another time me and this kid were fighting over a basketball for some reason, as if there wasn't more basketballs, but we're beefing over a basketball and I ended up like fucking kicking him in the arm, like roundhouse kicking him. And I hate to fucking admit this, but I ended up breaking that kid's arm. Not that I was an expert kicker or anything. I think he just had weak bones, but like he had to go to the hospital and fucking get a cast. I think that trip, I ended up hanging out with him because I was the one who got in trouble for fucking resorting to violence. And he wasn't able to go anywhere because he had a fucking cast. And I remember, I think we hung out. We must have made up and were friends again. But yeah, that was fucking kind of nuts. Like, I don't really remember everything after, but I just remember like, oh, fuck, I'm dead. Somebody's going to fucking kill me for hurting this fucking kid. Like, I thought I was gonna be in so much trouble, which I probably was, and maybe I just blocked out that memory of how like bad I fucking got in trouble. I have this memory, and it could be a false memory, but I don't know if I'll ever encounter these people again. I mean, they all live here, but we met this dude. There was a locker room in there and a sauna and shit like that. And I believe we were, I don't know what we were doing in the locker room, but there was a dude in there and he was a giant of a man. And I believe he told us that he was like related to Andre the Giant or something. He was just like this fucking huge ass dude. And I remember believing him because I remember we told people like, holy shit, we just met Andre the Giant's brother or something. Like, we just were like in shock. Fuck, this is before cell phone camera. Like, we didn't have cameras or anything to take pictures of this shit. Remember that? I don't know why we were in the fucking locker room to begin with an adult. It's like teenagers, young teenagers. Or tweens, maybe. We might have not even been teenagers yet. There was fucking like a huge lake that would freeze over right like behind all these houses and shit. And we would have like snowball fights on the lake. I remember one year, like I was like, I don't know why I got this idea in my head, but like, you know, when you get together and take like group pictures, I would always like make a snowball and like in the picture I make like I'm going to fucking throw it. And then as soon as everybody takes the picture, I'd actually throw it at the photographer. Fucking punk. Goddamn. Snowball fights. Fuck yeah. I remember one year we tried to like freeze over a sidewalk with a water hose. Tried to like just soak it and soak it and soak it until it would freeze. But I don't think it was even like freezing temperatures. Maybe at night it for sure was. But it didn't work. We wanted to like run and slide with our shoes on the fucking sidewalk. I kind of wish we were going to Utah because my wife, I found out, you know, as couples talk about past life experiences, she and her family also went to Park City, Utah during spring break and other places. And it's like, holy shit. Like, there might have been a chance that our paths have crossed in the past. Like, you could have been at Deer Valley, and I was at Deer Valley, because she said they used to go there, too. Which is crazy. I really am looking forward to this trip, just to be in cold weather. I was telling Nicole, I was like, I'm looking forward to being in the cold. I'm looking forward to jacket weather and, like, long pants and shit, and... She goes, so do you want to buy my auntie's house in Ohio then and move there? I was like, holy shit. I don't know if I want to live in cold for that amount of time. But going to visit for a week sounds fucking amazing. It sounds refreshing. Like, it's going to feel good to be in the cool weather. Except this one time, we went to Wisconsin one Christmas and New Year's. And holy fuck, Wisconsin's different than Big Bear, obviously, and Utah. But the winters in Wisconsin are not to be fucked with. Holy shit. We went to this like New Year's Eve party at some convention center. It was actually in Duluth, Minnesota. But it was like this big convention hall, and like every single ballroom or hall had a different like themed party, and you could just go from one to the other. And I had just turned 21 and was able to drink, and I was in that kind of I'm gonna drink phase, so got super fucking drunk with my parents. I had to try to hide and like just keep composed, because these aren't your friends. You can't fucking act like how you act with your friends when you're around your parents. Unless you have that sort of relationship with your parents, which I didn't. But at points through the night, this is when I used to smoke cigarettes. So I want to take a cigarette break. But at this place, you come in with your big ass jacket and you check your coat when you go in to a coat check station. And it's a fucking hassle to go and get your coat, to go outside to have a cigarette. So they, you could just step outside. And you go out there and you freeze your fucking nuts off and you try to smoke the cigarette as quickly as you can because it's kind of keeping you warm and it's not enjoyable. And you get fucking lightheaded as shit. And then it takes you like 20 minutes once you're back inside to kind of like balance out your body temperature from being outside almost freezing your bones. It's like, I don't even know how people even want to smoke cigarettes in the winter. Like, if I feel like if I lived in the northern part of the U.S., I probably would quit smoking during winter, or probably would have quit smoking a long time ago. Yeah, we were fucking super lucky to be able to take all those trips and do all these like kind of cool things at the time when you're, you know, fucking teenager and you're like, ugh, like that kind of fucking teenage age. And like, you don't really appreciate all the cool shit you get to do with your family. And then you have a family and it's like, fuck, I want to be able to make those kind of cool memories and shit for my kids. And luckily, their grandparents are still alive to help us out with that kind of shit, because living in Hawaii ain't fucking easy. I mean, things are a lot more expensive now than they were in the mid to late 80s, 90s, and 90s, I should say. And just life is a lot different now. But we're lucky we still get to travel. We got to go to Disneyland a couple years ago. We've gotten to go to Wisconsin, where my parents live, during the summer, of course. But I am looking forward to my kids seeing snow for the first time. And for me to see snow for the first time in a long time, because it's been, I mean, over 20 years since I've seen snow. No, that's not true. We went to Vegas one year, and me and my dad, like, took the drive out to whatever the fucking mountain is out there. And that was the year I think I broke my rib on a fucking handrail or whatever. I was more of a skater then, and I thought I had more snowboarding chops. So I tried to fucking like do a board slide on one of the rails in the snowboard park and fucking landed on my ribs. But never went to a doctor. I just complained about it. Never got it fixed. And now when I look in the mirror, my rib cage looks a little different on this side than it does on this side. But yeah, so I think that was like, I don't know, I was older. That was when my sister got married, I think. What else do I remember about these trips? Oh, I do remember. So I know I said I'll probably never see these people again, or those people again that we went on these trips with, which is still probably very true now. But when we graduated high school, I don't know how other places did it, but back in the year 2000, we had this thing called Project Graduation, or like Gradaway, and we got to go to California and Disneyland for probably a week, maybe a few days, with our graduating class. And there was I think every high school in Hawaii had that thing. So we all went up there, and, you know, like one night they closed out Disneyland and it was all just graduating seniors from Hawaii. And there was a bunch of mainland schools. And that was like an eye opener when we saw what high school seniors from California look like. We're like, oh shit, we're little kids. But like little kids do, you know, found out how they were going to get alcohol and partied and shit and got fucked up. I got real sick, not from drinking or partying. This is when I still didn't drink. Like I just got like a cold. I just was sick. I think it was from being up for so long. So like one day they all went to like Wet n Wild and I skipped that day. I stayed back at the hotel and like rested, which again is kind of fucking nuts that adults would just leave kids alone. What if I was bullshitting? But anyway, so we went to do that. And then at one point they had this like big dinner thing for all the Hawaii schools. And I bumped into a few of the guys who used to go on the trip with, because they were same age. And that was fucking cool. But yeah, now, I mean, I know one dude's name was Kalani and Keala. I think they were twins. I know there was a Trevor. I think that's the only names I can remember. But yeah, shout out to the fucking Hawaii Park City, Utah group that used to go every fucking spring break. with that, I will wrap up this episode because I got family waiting at home for me. So I just want to say thank you to the sponsors of the podcast, The Grow Guru, my good friend Kalei. Thank you for all your support and love over the years. I appreciate you. Be sure to check him out at The Guru's Grow Supply, coming soon to a beautiful Pearl City near you. And Micah and Bongi of Pakalolo Seed Molokai, thank you guys for continuing to sponsor for all you do. If you're interested in checking out the genetics they have, you can find them on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And last but not least, Retro Hawaii, my boy Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari. Thank you again for watching. If you made it this far, a special thank you to you. And I'll see you guys next week after I'm back from Big Bear. Love you guys. Peace.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells California. Unicorn, hot an earthquake's